Brown. I'm Maddie Smith, and this is That Time of the Week.
Yo.
Sorry, guys, we were at a silent disco for a second. Have you guys ever been to a silent disco where you put the millennialism?
There's one that happens
disco.
In McCarran Park, and we just watch them from my restaurant and we lol.
I hate them.
Wow. They
look like crazy people.
I just don't understand waking up in the morning and then choosing to be uncool when you would choose to be cool.
I know.
Like going out of your way to be uncool.
Yeah, like you try.
Yeah,
like
you're trying.
You can be uncool in your home. Yeah. That's fine. I'm uncool in my home all day. Mm-hmm. But to leave and then continue to be uncool.
To be caught. What if someone's walking by and you're at a silent disco and they know you?
You're like Bob De Niro.
Is that
Bob De Niro?
Hey, are you Bob De Niro?
Call back to an earlier episode, but what's happening, guys? Per usual, I'm here with Ashlyn Stewart and Caroline.
Hey,
Caroline.
Hi. And I'm upset.
She's the reason for the word bitch.
I hope Caroline.
Is there any songs about Ashlyn or Stewart?
No. Rod Stewart has some songs.
Hanson.
Stewart, that's a boy's name.
Hanson had a song called Madeline.
Oh, that's sweet.
It goes, Madeline, here we go round again. I know it, you know it. Don't try to pretend. I know it could be so much better than it's been. I know. Here we go round again.
This is a horrible song.
Here we go. Yeah, but it was my name, so I was like, yeah, we're going around.
You're like, fuck yeah,
you're
it's
the
so
only
good.
One that knows all the words.
Madison, I am.
Madison, but I'm calling her Maddie. That always reminds me of you.
Oh, but I'm calling her Maddie.
What's that from?
She a baddie.
Oh, I ain't never been with a baddie.
A baddie. She comes back to the telly.
Yeah.
Madison, but I'm calling her Maddie.
I only know the ones that are TikTok sounds. You know, you listen to a song and there's like there's a specific 15 seconds where you're like, oh, I know this song.
It's like hit clips.
Yeah.
It is like
the Doja Cat.
Ding.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, what's happening? Rainbow. Upcoming dates. Sorry, I'm a little bit stoned. Speaking of, we have a sponsor. Or shall I say spouncer? Because it's Ounce of Hope. And they sell edibles and other stuff filled with THC and Delta 8 and blah, blah, blah. Whatever you need to
feel great. Okay, this episode, y'all make me do improv. Y'all make me sing. This is Chugi.
I feel great. Oh my God, I got called Chugi. Fuck. Okay. So is everyone annoyed with me? What's going on?
No, it's a jingle. But Ounce of Hope.
Literally losing my mind. So go to ounceofhope.com, use code MAD20 for 20% off. Ashlyn, is everyone mad at me?
Are you high too?
I don't get high and drive.
Dude, you're such
so
a
you
pussy.
Are high.
You're
the
such
police
a
are not watching.
I don't do it because I don't want to take someone's life because I want to get high.
You're not going to take a life. You're just going to drive for 25 miles an hour.
I've been
driving
for years. I am not white. I am not white. I am not white. I will not just get an ankle bracelet and go home.
She has a
to my daddy, okay?
Shut the fuck up. Wait, this is...
I will do time.
Wait, you're actually making me mad. You're actually making me really mad.
And I don't look good in stripes. I don't look good at all.
She's actually making...
I don't look good at
that's my biggest concern. Some of those orange jumpsuits, too.
You look great in orange, baby.
I would look... I would thrive
Listen,
in orange.
You're actually making me mad because
Why
I have
am I making
been,
you mad?
Because you're acting like
she's
going to
talk about the time you got us out of being arrested.
You have a fucking PBA card, so you're acting like, oh, you guys are privileged. You literally worked at a cop bar for 45 years. You're practically a Trumper.
Literally.
You have a PBA
pizza.
Card.
Yeah.
You got us out of a ticket immediately. I had to stuff a weed.
Look at her pursing her lips. She's like,
I had to stuff a joint on my vagina for you.
Yeah, but okay, but I can't have a PBA card.
And I'm
going around driving.
No one asked me to, but... Anyway, I'm losing it. Okay. Anyway, yes, your PBA card, your PBR card.
Yes,
yeah, you flash that
but
shit.
But I can't go around like driving drunk and high and use it. Like they're not gonna go. Oh, okay, it doesn't matter that you killed someone. Like you know
Us
what I mean?
Either.
They're
I
not can't... gonna go get over here for murder. And then they go, oh, you got a PBA
I can't go around driving drunk either.
So many people stop me. Meanwhile, I'm like, hello, officer. I'm playing martinis in. I'm like, good night.
I'm like bent over like Miss Peacock and Clue, or Miss Scarlet and Clue. I'm like, officer.
Officer, I've only had a couple
Tie
of drinks.
Tie me up, honey.
what do you want?
So what's the big to do?
Okay. Anyway, I don't remember how we got talking about that.
Ounce of Hope.
Oh, yes. That's our pop-up. Matt20.com. Check him out. But some upcoming dates. Nashville, March 16th. Baltimore later in the month. And other cities. Go to MaddieSmithComedy.com. You guys have been coming out in droves. Syracuse was so fun.
And if you're a policeman, Ashlyn's license plate is XY.
Ashlyn's license plate is DYKE. She's not it's laughing. Let's scissors, cut it out. Let's cut it out so no one thinks that you're a victim.
Wait, what did you say? DUI?
DYKE.
Oh, I thought you said DUI.
She called you a fucking dyke.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, she when you say it out loud.
She literally was like, okay, fag, tell me what we got for episode 2. That's what she said to me.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
I heard you say that.
I will not be pushed out of my own company like the owner of Thinks. Do not. I will not
stop
be.
Stop whipping that at me. Sorry. Wow. Okay. It's getting okay. Real racist.
Stop, please. Everybody chill. Everybody okay. Chill. Everybody chill.
Okay, everybody calm down.
We have some awesome
relax.
Topics.
Everybody relax.
Everybody calm down. Freaking out.
Calm down.
Some topics for later. Okay. New York Times reports that weddings, this is the highest number of weddings this year, 2022, ever since 1984. We haven't had this many weddings in 1 year since 1984. I don't know if that's any relation to Reagan or what's going on here, but playing the trombone here.
Nancy Reagan.
Literally a one-man band. Okay, but...
Thank you, baby.
Okay, so weddings are up. We're going to talk about that.
Can't wait.
Weddings are up. Quality of them is down. Mm-hmm. In my experience.
We've already discussed.
So the question is, do you want to have your wedding now or do you want to wait for a few years from now? If you do it in this year, you're probably going to have a wedding on a Tuesday, which I don't know.
You got the club going up.
Eh?
On a Tuesday.
This is
everybody
not a
getting
karaoke.
Married.
Okay, and this is that time of the week with James Corden. At least pick good songs. Like, we're picking the most, like, fucking, like,
have the club going up on a Tuesday.
Middle school dance songs. But I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
That was a weird choice. I don't know how that came out, but
so funny.
Yeah. If I could write you a song to make you fall in love.
This is you guys' music taste. I took a pill in Ibiza.
That's literally my personality. What are you talking about?
What about that song that's like? What about that song that's like? Do, 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 do. This will be the best day of my life.
Do, 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 do.
I so hate lame. That song. I hate those songs.
I know.
Top 40, like, from 8th grade.
Papel? Papel?
Bastille?
And if you close your eyes. I'm like, yo, this song is so bad, but why am I hearing it in a spin class? Spin teachers love to end the song on like something like that.
Yeah, they love like Pink, that Pink song. It's like, everybody,
oh my God.
Yes. So totally. They love Pink. Okay, anyway, so we're going to talk about weddings later. The Tinder Swindler. The Tinder Swindler. I didn't watch. There's a documentary. However,
I'm the Hinge
like...
binge machine.
Oh!
Binge eater.
I'm the Raya Faya. What are you?
I'm the Bumble.
I'm the in a happy relationship. Mainship.
With your shower.
Boring. So there's an article that said that along with this Tinder Swindler thing out on Netflix that I haven't watched, but how many billions of dollars have people been scammed out of romantic scammed money this year?
I'll be scamming bitches all day.
$1 billion.
Wow.
Is what people got romantically scammed out of money this
year. I sort
year.
Of dated a guy that was, I think, scamming me.
And how?
He just like would like forget to pay, like he forgot his wallet a few times. He like kind of told me that he had dated like rich girls in the past for like certain reasons, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, so he told you, literally.
He kind of told me that.
Forgetting your wallet is bad.
And he forgot his wallet like twice, and I was like, but we have to have vaccine passes.
Mm. Oh, that's recent.
I thought you were talking about the hoarder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the hoarder.
It was recent.
Wait, I don't have to say who, but that's crazy.
I won't say who.
Wait, I'm getting nervous.
I didn't tell you that I thought this guy was a scammer.
No.
Yeah, I got like very, did you guys see that that show, not Dr. Death, I always get it mixed up, but the guy, remember the mom in like California that dated the guy who like pretended to be a doctor and he dated all those, Connie Britton played your girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My baby girl,
your
Connie
girl,
Britton.
Your baby girl.
Dirty John.
Dirty John. I just like Dirty John. And then he had a job, but then he lost his job. And then I was kind of
Yes.
I was just kind of like, how did you lose your job?
And
I
was sketchy.
I just got very sketchy vibes. And I, by the end of like the relationship, I would be like, you need to pay. But he would like forget. He would be like, my bar, like one time he got super drunk and he was like, my card's at the bar. And then I like went up there and his card like wasn't at the bar.
You were part of this $1 billion scam.
I know.
Literally.
But I didn't pay.
I would just be like, I'm not paying. Like,
right.
Good for you.
Right.
No, I stopped paying.
Yeah. But they take Apple Pay.
Yeah. Well, and then he would also talk about how poor he was all the time. Yeah. And then he had a really nice apartment.
Right.
And I would be like, what?
What's going
it
on?
It ain't adding up.
And he would like talk about how he was like poor, but then he had an Amex. I shouldn't give this much details away.
I have an Amex.
Yeah. But he told me he avoided like he gave me all these Amex hacks, actually.
He's poor.
Yeah, but then his like family, he was like, yeah, my mom, I shouldn't give this much details.
I know,
but
no.
He was
like,
his social security number is
430.
And his sister's house on Zillow listed for like $4 million. So it's like, what's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of got the vibe that he like kind of thought I was like a rich girl and he was like sort of scamming me. And I was like, he really said I didn't realize you were like poor. And I was like, yeah.
You're like, the joke's on you, baby. Yeah, I'm the scammer.
That's right. Well, that's the thing is, that's
when two scammers,
when two become one.
I need two scammers like I've never been scammed before. And I need to be scammed by you, that baby.
That was a huge part of it. I was like, you know, I am the scammer. Yeah. So like, everything.
You're I've already robbed $100 from your pants.
Yeah. It was like the same magnets.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I know what you're doing.
Scam repeller.
Because I trained Scam repeller.
Wait, Scam repeller. New website.
New drag name.
Scam repeller. Lady Incel. That's mine.
Lady Incel.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Stuart shared her story. I don't think I've ever been scammed.
I know, I should have waited to share, but that was weird. I called my friend. I was like, I think he's a scammer. She was like, no. But I was like, I think he is.
You know. You're a scammer.
And the stories didn't all add up. Everything didn't add up.
But would you say he's just like stupidly about his finances and poor? Like, what's the line between you're poor and you're just trying to get by and you're a scammer?
But I kind of got a scamming vibe from like just like the like holes, blocks in time and like the stories. Mm.
The script, but
poor and scammer are two different things, right? Like, he's got an Amex card, right? Well, probably just like pays for stuff like on his credit card and then like scams money and then gets it and then pays it off.
He was like a low level scammer, I think, just like trying to never really pay for dates, which I actually do feel bad for men because they have to pay a lot of money for dates. So my heart goes out to y'all.
Why do you feel bad for them? They don't get their periods.
They have to pay a lot of money for like girls to go out.
And so do lesbians.
Listen,
and we get our periods.
But y'all chose to be lesbians.
I take back what I said in the last week's episode about being homophobic
or whatever that was. But okay, so we're going to talk about swindling a little bit later. Let's go to our first segment. And per usual, it's called Let's Sync Up.
Like
I can't get over that Stuart called us James Corden. I'm offended.
Jamie Corden, because we're cool with him.
Jamie Corden. JC.
The carpool karaoke is just like a tow truck pulling a car.
It's so embarrassing. I can't think of anything more embarrassing.
No, nothing. Yeah. Okay, so today's, we always start the pod with one question to get our fallopian tubes tied up in a motherfucking knot. And speaking of knots... TheKnot.com is not our sponsor, but they could be after the segment in which we're asking, what's your favorite thing about weddings? This article got me in the mood. You know, it's a little cold out. I'm thinking about my summer. I got some weddings coming up. What's your guys' favorite things about weddings?
Open bar.
Open
bar.
Okay, fine.
But I also like to meet. I love like going to a wedding and then like I always get like drunk with like the random cool adult parent couple in the corner. And they're like, you have to come visit us at Martha's Vineyard. And I'm like, you have to go. And I'm like giving their daughter college advice. And like,
you are totally that person.
That always happens to me. I'm talking to the dads in the corner about cancel culture. I'm like, the thing about Louis C.K. when you live in the New York comedy scene.
Wow. Wait, 100,000 million percent.
I always talk to like a drunk, older, cool. The wife is hot. The dad is old. The dad's a little into me.
No, the dad, like, while you're talking about Louis C.K.
He's staring at my tits.
He's like, wow, yeah. It was pretty cool
and
that you do
they're
that.
They're like, you have to come to our house in South Carolina. Yes. And I'm like, totally. It's like so fun. I'm like, whenever you're in New York, like, you have to come see one of my shows. And they're like, we think it's so cool that you do comedy.
Totally. It's a saint.
You
same
thrive
exact.
At the wedding.
Okay, but how do
same
you leave it
same exact
them?
For me. Same exact for me.
Or one time I was smoking a cigarette with adult parents. Like, that's how you find the cool ones. It's like the cool parents that have like one cigarette a year at a wedding.
I mean, and they're hot.
And that's the successful relationship I've ever seen. When people are out talking about Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, I'm like, no. The successful relationship is the adult over 60s couple smoking a cigarette on the patio at a wedding.
Yeah. I was thinking even over 30. Anyone who lives in the suburbs and still smokes a cigarette every once in a while, I'm like, that's life. That's the American dream.
Yeah. You're cool.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like Pamela Adlon out there. I'm like, and then the thing about life is.
Oh, yeah. New York is cool. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, God, it's so nice out here.
I'm like, sometimes it's just nice to like drive your car.
I'm like, it's good to see the stars.
And then you kind of start talking about how New York is like too hard, so that they don't feel horrible, that they abandon all their hopes and dreams.
No, you comfort
them.
You're like, no, it's really bad. Yeah. Like, nothing's open. Like, like the bodega even closes now. And he's like, all right, cool.
Sometimes it's just so hard to live in Bushwick, you know, and have constant bars open at all times.
Yeah, they're like, I feel better about living in the Hudson Valley region.
You're like, the trains don't even work. They're like, oh, what's the point then?
Yeah. Broadway's closed too. You're like, it's a
exactly,
dump.
Yeah.
Don't come.
Yeah, things aren't coming back for a long
time. One time at my best friend's wedding, I was smoking a cigarette with like a family. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a whole family that was splitting a cigarette. Like, the kids were my age, the parents were old. And to this day, we can't find out who the family was. Like, I'm always
you're looking for them?
We're still looking. I'm still looking for
them. We're still looking.
They're a ghost family.
Yeah,
they only appeared. I love finding out who's like down to clown at a wedding, because it starts out all proper, and then once the guy's suits come, once the suit jackets come off, you're fucking out there. You're like, damn, this is not who I thought this guy would be.
And my dad gives you his suit jacket, and you're like,
you're like, oh my god, I'm so fucking.
I love when I see like kids smoking cigarettes with their parents. Like, of course they're older.
That is cool.
I'm like, you understand, you don't own them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you understand
I own
that.
You now.
Yes.
Like, you understand.
That's how I feel about my parents. I'm like, I own you, bitch.
That is
I'm like Ben
fire.
Stiller
you know
in
what I mean?
You know, Happy Gilmore? Ben Stiller in the nursing home. You're in my world now, grandma.
Well, their bat's gonna hurt because you just pulled.
I can't speak right, we're laughing about Adam Sandler now. Okay.
And you called him Ben Stiller.
No, but Ben Stiller was in
Benny.
Okay, anyway, I think so too. The open bar is fucking, and every time I'm like, I'm not gonna black out, I'm gonna have 3-4
and then I'm
2 a.m.
like,
I'm not even 11:30, I'm fucking throwing up.
I'm giving the bartender an extra 20, like, give me the shots. I know they said no shots,
know,
but give me the shots.
I know you have them back there.
By the end of the night, it's open bar, but I'm paying for drinks because I think I have to pay.
They're like,
how much is it? He's like, it's free. I'm like, here's 12. Like, go.
You're like, how much do I owe? They're like, you don't owe anything. You're like, they just hooked me up. I'm going to give them.
I give them $40. Yeah.
I like that. I like the, can I say something I hate? I hate the like bride and groom dance.
I hate the bride and groom.
Oh, yeah.
Can they leave? It should be all of us get to party without them.
Yeah,
I hate the bride and groom dance.
I hate the mother daughter.
It's so pornographic.
I hate the father daughter dance. I'm
too.
We get it. You have a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, jealous much?
I hate it too. I'm like, we get it. Like, he thinks he owned you, and now he gave him to you, so he owns you. Yeah.
Ew, it's a little. And the son mom one is
it's
like,
giving Oedipus.
I look away. I'm like,
it's giving Oedipus. It's giving my Greek. Pot emoji.
One time I went to a wedding and the mom was like hanging off of the son. She's like, oh.
Ew.
Like, and she was wearing like this long, like mermaid looking dress from like TTNY. And I was like, oh.
No. And then they fucking cry. I'm like, shut up. Yeah, I'm like, he is going back to your house on Sunday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he will be there because he doesn't like his wife's cooking. Okay.
He will be there.
You he's have like, to do his laundry.
She's already not picking after me. And she's like, well, you got to train her.
Yeah.
You got to let her know.
But I hate the dance. I'm like, oh my, can you guys
me
do
too.
This somewhere else?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Like, why do we need to watch you dance?
Yeah.
You're not dancers.
I always miss the part where they walk out with the fireworks and shit.
Oh, I do that. I've done that once.
I always miss it.
It's
I'm like,
chuggy,
fuck,
though.
Where was I?
Yeah. Getting a cocktail.
Literally drinking.
Or
smoking a cigarette with an old man that wasn't even invited to the wedding in the back.
Or blowing someone in the bathroom.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Dude. One time my dad's wife's son got married and I went and blacked the fuck out. I was there alone. I blacked the fuck out and like disappeared in a field with a man who was like 5'6".
Oh my God. I disappeared.
We like talked in the field and he was like, how old are you again? And I was like 19. He was like, let's walk back.
Oh my God.
For real?
In the field? You're 19. You're of age.
How old was he?
Like, I don't know, probably late 20s.
In a field?
Yeah.
I mean, I got trouble.
Good for him. Good for him.
I was also blackout, so yeah. To this day, I'm like, that's the only nice guy I've ever been with.
Who is he?
You're like, where is he?
We should find him.
I think his name was Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
Oh, she got it tattooed. It's tattooed.
On my left ass.
I got in trouble. Let's see, put down your pants.
Aaron's good.
I got in trouble when I snuck out of the wedding in Croatia to...
Right.
Because everyone thought I got taken.
We were just on like the grounds.
And what didn't he like?
I mean, I literally escaped a wedding to bang in a car.
Yeah.
And didn't he steal the car that you banged in?
He stole the car and didn't tell me.
It's literally
no
just.
And I had no idea. Everyone thought. Well, I thought it was his car. He barely spoke English. He was like, "This is my car." I was like, "Oh, okay, mi amore." And then, literally, everyone. I got back and everyone was like, "We've been calling you." I'm like, "I'm on Wi-Fi. Like, we're in Croatia. I don't have my phone service.
Yeah, I don't have any service."
And everyone was like, "We literally thought you got taken, and he stole that car." And I was like,
"That's so dramatic.
Marco, why'd you do that?"
You're like, "But that's hot now."
I'm like, "Margo,
Margo,
Margo."
Yeah, but that's very European. That's like
I did. This was the funniest part. I was like, maybe we're gonna get married. Like Gavin, and he was like, "No."
European guys are so honest.
I love that.
They are.
That's
they
like
are.
The.
My lips are like this.
I know. I Caroline, do you want some water?
Yeah. That'd be
look
so
at her lips.
It's not my fault though. I didn't know everyone in Croatia was tall until I got there. So
they
and
are?
Then you were turned you on immediately.
And then I was weak.
Yeah.
I couldn't be stopped.
Stop it. Look, our camera shot. Just got in our camera shot.
Shut up.
Sorry. Like, around,
okay, like, so anything else that. About weddings? I like...
Wait, have you escaped a wedding to bang? I just shared a lot. I was like, I don't want to talk about condoms. Anyways, I left a wedding to bang.
I escaped the wedding to go smoke weed. I've done that with
Kate.
Oh,
that's the cool kids too.
Yeah.
I did that at that California wedding and then everyone thought there were aliens and then it got a little too dramatic.
Yeah. I know.
People always, like, this is why we shouldn't smoke weed.
Yeah, everyone was like, there's aliens.
No, but we
like, those are stars.
We like looked at each other and we were like, we're out, let's go smoke. And then we went into like the
that's
woods
when you find
smoke.
The cool crew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And everyone like gather around.
Yeah. I will say the last wedding I was at, it was lame until my friend and I took an edible and then we were like, this is awesome. What are you talking about?
Whereas
like 30 minutes ago, we were just like, the vibe is horrifying and I'm freezing.
You're
and
like, I'd rather
and
kill
one
myself.
Edible in, we were like, so stupid.
Wedding food is almost always horrible.
Horrible. My favorite my favorite thing along with the food, my favorite thing is like judging everything they do. Literally every single choice.
I love to judge the dress.
And comparing it to
the dress.
Every single decision they make. I'm like, okay, DJ speaking during the wedding. Like,
yeah.
During the, like, okay, he's going to be like a part of it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You're like,
the band was cool.
I like to watch the angry little brother just like stomping around.
Oh, like doesn't know what to
the
do.
The angry little brother.
Yeah.
When the kids have no
idea. Like
were you saying that sarcastically?
No.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever? Like, the band is cool. I like having a live band.
Yeah, there's a good band.
I will. I think I would like the band at mine. Mm-hmm. If my husband's rich, we can do it.
Yeah, you have to be rich to have a band.
Yeah, it's a lot.
A good band?
A good band.
I mean, you can have, you know, Hanson if you want.
I was going to have you guys.
Well, I do plan on officiating your wedding.
Okay.
Oh my God, that song.
There's a wait list.
Wait,
just kidding, I would never.
I really, my goal is,
put me in the,
my
in
goal
the front
in life,
row.
My goal in life is to officiate a wedding. And okay, I'm going to say my, what's my speed dating segment called?
Speed dating.
Okay, speed dating with Stuart. Okay.
Are we synced up? Are we synced up? Okay, this is your speed
really
dating.
Really quick, this is my speed dating segment. I think it is a green flag, because I know I've said a lot of red flags. I got in a lot of trouble for that. And I'm going to say a green flag. If you meet a guy, if you're dating in the city and you're a girl and you meet a guy or a girl, it can work for lesbies as well.
Lesbies.
If you meet a person that has officiated a wedding, I think that's a huge green flag. They're a good person. They're
really?
Friends. Like, I think that's a green flag. I've known, like, when people tell me they've officiated a wedding, I'm like, you're a good person.
cool.
I believe that.
That's wholesome. No, I know someone who officiated a wedding and I don't like them.
Ashlyn, you always have to be such a contrarian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have opinions and thoughts.
I am too.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I'll hand it over for her segment now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. You don't have one.
Jokes on you guys.
Wow.
That means I don't have to work. I just show up and you guys do all the work.
I just showed up and came up with this right on the spot.
Wow.
But I think it's a good thing if ladies, if you're dating, you meet a guy that's officiated a wedding, I think that's a green flag.
I actually think so too. I only know girls who have done it and they're all good people.
No. And my other speed dating thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
You know how sometimes like you have a wedding to go to, but you're like, I kind of want to invite this guy, but maybe I shouldn't, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
I think bring a guy to a wedding. 100%.
It would make it fun, right?
You're not going to meet someone
there. As long as the guy
doesn't
freak the fuck out. Like sometimes they'll get the invite and be like, yo, what the fuck? You have to be like,
but you have to set it up as like a fun tone. Like set it up like super fun. Like, oh my God, I'm going to Austin for a wedding. Yeah. Like, want to come with? I'll get the hotel room. You get your plane ticket.
You know what sucks about that though is 16 hours in, you realize you hate the shit out of him.
Well, but it has to be all fun. You can't have any expectations. It has to be all fun.
Right.
But I think that's a really fun thing to do because everyone thinks like, oh, I'll meet someone at the wedding. Let me tell you right now, you're not.
No, you're not.
At this
you're the one table of people your age,
someone.
And the rest of them are all people.
Judd Apatow did not write your life. You are not meeting someone.
But you met
someone.
Didn't you meet someone at the wedding?
That was different.
Yeah, and ask me how many times I've spoken to him since.
Normal, most weddings you go to in America will be 1 million old people and families,
that was
and
different.
A table
that was in Croatia.
And one single table of you and millennials.
Yeah,
there's no hot people, you look like a fucking whore then because you think you're gonna meet hot people and then you get there and you look like a whore because you forget it's a family oriented event. And you fucking look like a stripper. It happens to me once, twice a year.
Normalize not making a wedding date so serious.
Exactly. Don't make it serious.
Okay. Yeah. Are you guys mad that I screamed just now?
You just screamed at me. I'm going to cry.
I was screaming and Caroline was actively turning
this
it down.
This has been chaos. This is Cordon chaos.
I felt like it was great. I think it's great.
But it's so loud.
But yeah, I know some guys that will like bring a random girl to a wedding and they like take it super chill, super casual.
Is that better?
Girls should do the same thing.
Okay, I'm going to start doing it.
I think so. I'm going to start doing it too. Like, I'm going to be like, want to come?
Unfortunately, the only wedding I got invited to so far this year, I had to not be able to go because I have a show. So,
Well, she's booked and blessed.
Booked and blessed.
Must be hard to be
Maddie
Smith.
My cousin and whatever.
But
okay.
Wait, I'm going to make a caveat. If you're in the wedding, don't bring anyone.
Why?
If you're in the wedding. Like, if you're bridesmaid.
No, that's too serious.
Because then you have responsibilities and they're going to have to like meet your friend Geraldine's boyfriend.
You have to be table 9.
Yeah.
Like, kids table with extra space.
But it also creates it creates some intrigue about yourself. It's like, ooh, who'd Stuart bring to this wedding? Like, ooh, who's that?
So one time I brought Caroline to a wedding and the only available, I know after that we were like, what is this serious? Like what's happening here? But the only guy who was available at the wedding drank 5 beers and then started like lamenting his last relationship to every single single girl there.
Not. Yeah. He was in the middle of,
he was like, I don't know. I just still think about Jenna a lot. And I'm like, how long did you date? He's like 2 months. So I just feel like guys are just a risk.
Jenna, if you're listening, call him back. Call him back, Jenna.
I feel like we're synced up, and I feel like we've been sped dated.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys, write me your questions for my speed
dating
segment.
Questions, either message them to Stuart or the pod or any
of
us on here.
And bring a guy to a wedding. It sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
And tell us how it goes.
Tell us how it goes, if it goes bad or good.
Okay.
And it's best to rush the relationship in that way. And then you know it either turns
That's
out
true.
Like Pam and Tommy,
you
the beginning,
a lot
or it turns out like the end of Pam and Tommy.
It's always beginning of Titanic or the second VHS.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we're synced up. Let's go to our next segment. And it's new. And it's called Owning It.
Owning It.
Okay.
So this segment is about strength. And in this segment, we're all going to confess to something we did this week that we need to own up to.
Oh my God. Okay.
And I'm going to go first.
It's like repentance.
It's embarrassing.
Okay, own it.
Own it, girl.
So you guys know how I will like, I'm just like, I feel like I'm pretty busy. So it makes me like forget about stuff. So I did something this week that might have been bad.
Tell us.
But you're going to say it's not bad after I tell you.
Is it a prank?
I think I'm building it up too much.
Is it real?
Lisa
or not?
Own it.
So I have no gas right now in my apartment, in my stove.
Okay.
You have a what?
I have no gas in my oven or stove. Okay. I haven't since literally.
I knew it didn't smell good. December. In here.
Hey. December, I haven't had gas. And they keep saying, it's coming this week. It's coming this week. Uh-huh. It still has not come. So I can't cook or anything. So I tried to make.
Not eggs in the microwave.
No, I don't have a microwave. This is what happened. I'm so busy. So I was like, shit, I have an Instant Pot. So I made something in the Instant Pot. Mm-hmm. But then I got so busy that the Instant Pot just sat in my sink instead of cleaning it for literally 4 weeks.
Oh, and then you just threw it out.
And today I threw it out. Like the inner part of an Instant Pot. I know, I tried. I was like, I'll just use the Instant Pot. No, two times of using it, you're like, I'm fucking done here.
You couldn't even clean it.
You have to pour food for 10 people out into Tupperware. And I can't heat it up the next day because I don't have fucking gas. It's a lot. I haven't had gas for 2 months. And so the Instant Pot just sat there for a literal month in my sink. And
was it burning?
Yeah, I
thought it was. No, just the inner part. And I threw it out today. So now I can't use an Instant Pot until I buy the inner pot.
So they gotta deduct that from your rent.
They did.
Okay.
I got $400 off.
Okay, good.
Ashlyn, you are getting real Law and Order right now.
Yeah. Listen, I know you're
worried about you. That's why.
You just got real serious.
They took money off our rent and offered.
I want to see the paperwork.
Anyway. Okay, please.
Call Bob De Niro.
Bob De Niro.
I'm calling Bob De Niro.
You'll get it.
Anyway, so that's what I own up to, that I did that. And should I have cleaned it earlier? Yes, but I've also was in and out of a bender and really busy, and now I feel better, but I was not going to deal with that.
I would have done the same thing.
And I've thrown out Tupperware before too. And sometimes it's just easier.
Yeah. Mm. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank
own
you.
Own it, honey.
What a boring story.
That was a good one. Okay. So I'll do mine.
What?
No, I'm thinking of mine.
You're giving me the purple devil emoji right now.
I'm thinking of mine.
I know. Okay. Exactly. I'll do mine. So I have been working at a restaurant in Soho that's very has good name recognition, and I've been working there for a while. I put my 2 weeks in, I quit. I'm going back to corporate finance. Thank you. You guys can thank you. I'm going to be a boring bitch back in finance. But long story short, we have these really iconic plates. Like, our plates are like amazing.
Yeah, they are.
They're like green on the rim, and then they have like the little logo, and they're so cute. And I didn't really care really much about the plates, but when I would be working, people all the time would ask me, like, oh my God, do you guys sell these plates? And mm-hmm. I would be like, no, we don't sell the plates. Like, blah, blah, blah. When I left, I took four plates. I took a set.
And you took a set?
Not a plate.
They're lucky I didn't take mugs. They're lucky I didn't take mugs.
No, honestly, restaurants, I think you should steal forks.
What are they going to do?
Glasses.
I actually meant to take forks and I forgot.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
So how hard we work, you deserve it.
So I took four plates. I took a cute little set. I made sure they were the nicest ones. They didn't have the dishwasher stains on them at all. And then I have a caveat to that. While I was working, people would ask me, do you guys sell the plates? And I would say, we don't, but I do. And multiple times people would give me money I would pocket the money.
Genius.
One time I tried to get this girl's Kangol hat for
how much money?
One time someone gave me $60 for them, and I gave them two.
What?
And I
you
brought
could go
them
up.
I know. You could go well, they up. Offered more, and then I felt awkward about it. And that's then people like were looking.
Yeah, that's when you get into Anna Delvey situation.
Some frat boys gave me like $40 for them.
You got to go up.
I know.
These are IKEA prices.
Yeah, these
prices.
Frat boys would be like, "Do you guys?" And this was. I mean, I hate this job. This is like a horrible job.
Yeah.
What happened to the Kangol hat girl?
Well, she was from Australia. They're the ones that gave me the $60, and I tried to get her hat. I was like, I'll take the hat for the plates.
Did you say that?
We got into the. I did say that.
What'd she say?
She was like, of course, but then like it all got messed up, and then once the money got involved, then I couldn't really have the hat anymore. But yeah, so oftentimes I would have my own little side hustle running whether I sold the plates.
I like that.
Wow, so now you're owning it?
Because it started because one day when someone asked me someone was like, do you guys sell these plates? Like, we're dying to have these plates. I remember just thinking like, I hate it here. I hate my life. You can have the plates. Right. And I said, like, just take those.
So you're the plug. You're the plug for the plates.
I'm the plug for the plates.
She's She's a Tinder swindler.
And yeah. I have four gorgeous ones at my home.
Mm. Wow.
And they're, I'm like, well, I wonder if I should sell them.
No, online. Hold on to them. The place is going to burn down because an employee is going to set it on fire.
And that employee will be me.
It's going to be vintage.
Exactly.
And then you'll be able to sell them.
It's like my kids' Barbie.
You'll literally be able to sell them at, what's the auction house called?
Christie's.
Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
From Uncut Gems.
Or Christie's.
Or Christie's,
yeah. Uncut Gems.
Did I say it like that?
No, oh, Julia Fox.
Oh, Josh Safdie said I was his muse in Uncut Gems. Damn. Okay, so you owned it. You're owning it.
I'm owning it.
Good.
Do y'all need a better one? That was
no,
a good
that
one.
Was good. No, that was great. Pretty good.
That was great. Ashlyn.
All right. It's all about like a week and a half ago. Kate and I came back from the Cape, and we decided we had to eat all day, so we decided to get McDonald's. Now for Christmas, I bought Kate a really nice Marc Jacobs bag.
I thought you were like gonna say McDonald's gift card. I was like, what is happening?
A really
here?
Nice McDonald's gift card.
The Marc Jacobs bag?
Yeah. So like it's like rose, it's like pink. And we get McDonald's, we got chicken nuggets and you know, some fries and stuff. So I always get barbecue sauce. So
oh my god.
So she doesn't even know this. So
you spilled it in the purse?
So I put...
You spilled it in the purse?
Wait, listen.
I'll throw out a purse if that happens to me.
You threw out your Instapot.
I
know. You know what you do.
I throw out a Birkin.
You were going to get rid of this apartment because of the gas. Get rid of it.
Throw it out.
So we finished with the sauce, so I put the sauce down. And then like midway of driving, she's like, can you take my purse? Actually, it's like bothering me. So I take it. And I put the purse down too, and I didn't know that the barbecue was spilling
on the bottom.
Yeah, and it like went like on her like the strap of it.
Okay.
And then
what's the material?
It's leather.
Oh, that's okay. Good.
Okay.
Easy cleanup.
As long as it's not fucking cloth.
So when I give her, so we're getting out the car, we're home already, and I give her bag back, and she goes, oh my god, I got barbecue on my purse.
And it was you.
And when I look and when I look under the seat, like when we get out, I see that there's like barbecue on our mat. So it must have been me when I put it down.
Yeah.
And I
let her think it was her.
And she was like,
Daniel Craig would have solved this immediately in Knives Out.
Yeah.
And she was like, I am such a clump. She's like, I'm so clumsy. Like, oh my god! Like, I got Bart. She's like, are you mad at me because you bought me the purse and you got?
You're like, yeah, I'm furious. Yes.
You gaslight the shit out of her.
I'm like, no, babe. Like, you know, like, what am I supposed to do? I buy you stuff. Like, you know, it's life. And you know, if it broke, it'd be no problem. But if she would have dirtied it, I would have been pissed.
But you did it. So you were like, no problem.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Ashlyn.
Wow. I just hurt my wrist on the radiator, but I'm owning it. That literally just scared the shit out of me. I literally just thought I died.
Okay, Jimmy Fallon over there.
I'm definitely Seth Meyers. So, okay, Ashlyn.
That's a good one.
After all the R2 stories, yours is like the most devilish.
That's devil.
That's funny though.
It's fucked up.
I'm like, I feel like I need to say a worse one because I've done worse shit.
That's devil shit. I have something similar to that where at New York Comedy Club once I threw up a lot at 4 a.m. and I texted Joe who works there at 1 p.m. that day. I was like, yo, I'm so hungover. And he's like, yeah, me too. I had to clean up someone's throw up. And then I threw up while they were throwing up. And then I didn't answer.
He knows it's you.
No, he does now. But I just didn't answer. He literally told me to my face, I had to clean up your vomit. And I threw up while doing it. It was the most disgusting thing ever. And I was like, I'm not responding to this.
Well, I have a similar story with that, with my car situation. Do you remember the car, the scratch on the car?
Yes.
I can't say it on the pod, okay. But I did something very similar.
Yeah.
Where I scratched a car and then I was like, I told you not to drive in Williamsburg.
You blame it on them. You're like, okay. And then you're nice to them the whole day.
And then you're so nice.
You're like, can I get you a coffee to make your day better?
Yeah. I'm so sorry about the car.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's why I always walk.
Yeah.
Take the train.
I might have told Ashlyn that story yesterday on the way to Connecticut.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh. So own it.
Oh,
I think y'all talking shit about me.
No, I think we were talking about if we're good at driving. And I was like, the only driving I know of you is.
Because she said, if you want me to drive tomorrow at any point, she's like, let me know. And then I was like, oh, I think I'll be good. And then
I'm
actually
a great driver. That was actually me trying to park, and then I scratched it parking.
Oh, parking is horrible.
So get out before you park.
Yeah. So if we got to park, you'll get out and we'll park.
I'm actually okay driver. That was me trying to park. But it wasn't me, like I said. I still don't know to this day.
We don't know who did that.
Allegedly.
That's the real murder mystery here. Exactly. Okay. Caroline, do you have anything to own up to? What a fun segment.
I finally renewed my New York Times subscription.
I fucking hate you.
But wait, let her finish her story.
After
my daddy's money, and I'm owning it.
But what happened?
She's owning it.
Wait,
I got real with myself. I have existential crises all the time.
So what are you owning up to?
Being a liberal elite?
That I know. I'm like, I don't know. You know, wait, I'll do a different one.
Do it.
Do it, Caroline.
Were you funneling money from them before you like subscribed?
No, I had it. And then I was like, I never like read. I just like didn't read it that much. And then I canceled it, and they were like, it was annoying to cancel. And I was like, this is $4. Why am I being so dumb? Like
it was really cheap.
I was like, give it to me now.
I have someone else's subscription.
Oh my God, I was like, ew, I hate myself. So I'm owning that.
What are you owning though?
That she hates herself.
Yeah, basically.
I'm confused. I feel like a therapist trying to get to the root of the problem. I think you're mad that you at first didn't want
this
to pay $4
a
month.
It does look like a therapist's office.
It does.
Yeah, I know. At first you were mad.
No, I wasn't mad. I was reading it. I was reading it, and then I stopped reading it, and I was like going through all my little budget, and I'm like trying to cut a subscription. I was like, I don't really need this.
Right. But now,
and then now I do. Right. So I brought
I
it
hate
back.
White people.
And I'm like,
I hate white.
I feel like I'm at like
I'm kidding, Caroline. Continue.
I feel like I'm at like a dinner party of intellectuals, and we're on the wine part of the night.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Seinfeld. I'm like, what is happening?
I feel like we're at an academia dinner party. Yeah. Like, I was off the times, but it's $4 a month, so I feel bad.
They don't need my money.
And I looked at my budget and I said myself.
It's $4.
$4.
What is that? A small coffee?
I can do a different one. Sorry.
Yeah, give us a juicy one.
That was juicy.
I can't wait to tell everyone this.
That was like watching Pretty Little Liars. I'm like, who is that?
I was like, oh my God, the subscription.
Do you care if I tell just like two people?
I'll just tell like my mom. Okay, do a different
one. I can do a different one.
What about
I sold my mom gave me shoes.
You sold them?
And I sold the shoes and I lied to her about it.
That's juicy.
But also
that's definitely more juicy than the New York Times.
I don't know. Depends who you're asking.
I was trying to keep this light. I thought it was like a quick, like I pick my nose. Like like literally like I this was like a this oh, not how I saw this was panning out. These were like long-winded responses.
Long-winded. I'm long-winded. You just talked about subscribing to the New York Times for 45 minutes.
Caroline thought this was the multiple choice section of the SATs.
You made me elaborate, so I was like,
"No, you're right. I get it.
Yeah.
So you sold the shoes and you lied to your mom.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But that's a
juicy one. Admit to committing a felony. So
wait, how did I commit a felony?
I'm just judged.
She's like, fine. I poisoned my mom's dog.
I thought it was going to be short answers, but now that you want the long, I'm a murderer.
Yeah.
What if Caroline had another side we didn't know about?
All right, so Caroline, how much? What did you tell her when you sold them?
Well, I said I sold not those shoes. I sold shoes, but
and you didn't tell her.
She's like, I bet it was something I bought you. I was like, yeah, they're also not. They're from Alexander Wang, and I don't need them anymore.
Right.
This is good.
She told me.
Can someone tell me like what's happening right now, or is like are we done, or what's going on right now?
We can be done.
No, are we done with the whole podcast? I think we should just probably stop the entire podcast here, right?
Really?
Like the actual.
How long have we been going?
No, just like the podcast in general.
In general, this is our final episode.
Yeah, I think this is.
this is our final episode.
Yeah, it's a short-lived cult following show. That you can tell guys on dates about later.
I think maybe when we do two episodes, we should wait to do weed until the second one.
To do the weed.
To do dope sick.
I feel great. I feel great. I feel like we learned a lot about Caroline just now.
That was a great segment.
That's a great segment. Caroline came up with it.
That was a good segment.
That was a great segment.
Yeah, sorry, my answers were devastating.
I thought you crushed it.
Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep at night without telling Kate about the New York subscription.
I won't look at you the same way.
Right.
I'm like, wow, you couldn't spend $4 a month.
Right.
Okay, so before we move on to our topics,
okay,
let's move on to Caroline's Corner.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Caroline's Corner. Hogging the mic.
That's why.
Now you
want to
talk.
I keep hitting my arm on the radiator.
Be careful.
I keep bending over to get water, and then it's not there.
Be careful.
It's right there. I wish I was Matilda. I wish I was Matilda.
I feel like I'm hurting cats right now.
It's Caroline's Corner.
We have 15 minutes.
Okay. You have 15 minutes.
Okay. It was just
because you know Daddy wants you in the car.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And we have to set up the car seats.
Right.
That's another 10. Parents are so dramatic about car seats.
I know.
Shut up. It's not locked in, Josh.
My parents used to put me in the back of a backwards facing Volvo and just rip it.
Me too. I was in the back of a Ford Taurus.
That was fun.
Flying.
Yeah.
Hitting my head on every corner.
I would be flipping up inside down the seats, running around.
Yep.
Watching Zootopia continue.
So what's going on in Caroline's Corner?
Three businesses I do not like.
Oh. I need to hear about them.
The New York Times.
They shouldn't be a business. Chopped.
Hate.
Wait.
I can't.
Watery salads. Not
I like
filling.
Chopped. I like
no,
Chopped.
It's like salad places.
It's Chopped like, is overpriced.
Chopped is the seltzer of water.
Yeah.
Seltzer's
good.
Seltzer of water.
I thought you loved
it. Like
not filling. It not feels fine. Like a salad that's far away.
Yeah. The flavors are distant.
The flavors are distant.
I feel like I'm always dismal. Like, I don't know. Like, it's very. But
do you,
like a hospital.
Do you get green goddess dressing?
I agree. It's hospital salad.
Do you get green goddess dressing?
No, maybe that's where I'm messing up.
Yeah. Sorry. The green goddess is okay.
Yeah, that stuff is
They used to have a Mexican Caesar. Hey!
I love.
That I would get every day. It was covered in cojita cheese. And this like dressing that was like spicy ranch. Oh, fuck me up. Oh, you gonna be mad? Oh, you gonna be mad?
It's a Puerto Rican Dominican Caesar.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. My bad.
Okay, Chopped. You don't like Chopped. Okay, what else?
I don't like Yankee Candle.
Hate. Oh, I hate Yankee Candle. It's so chewy.
Hate.
Why is your label ugly and you're displaying it? That's insane.
It's just not for us, I think.
I don't need to see a picture
of
a sweet.
Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
They should come together.
I know.
Yeah.
And dude. Yankee Candles are like $30.
They're
I'm
so
like,
expensive.
No.
Yeah, and they're filled with toxins.
And I'm like, I don't need a picture of a sugar cookie on my candle. I'm trying to
I went on a date with a guy who worked in climate change and he had a Yankee Candle. I said, okay, toxins.
Yeah.
Oh. He was like, what?
I
said, your
candle
has toxins in it. It's probably causing more climate change than whatever the fuck you're doing at the Department of Energy.
Oh my God.
No, Yankee candles are embarrassing.
They're embarrassing. There are Yankee Candle stores in every fucking casino I go to.
I know. And in Little Rock, yeah.
And they don't even smell good. They smell like what they think it should smell like. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like
confetti cake. And it's like,
how do you get
why?
That smell,
what? They're really expensive too for what the product is.
They're so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's like smells like fucking vanilla stripper perfume.
No, reminds me of Arkansas.
Yeah, like
what's the name of that perfume? That
Sweet Pea.
No.
I love Sweet Pea.
Me too.
It smells sweet.
I remember the first time I smelled Sweet Pea, I was like, this is amazing. I feel like a woman. I was literally like, I feel pretty.
I know. Pretty. Me too.
Pink sugar. Yeah. Isn't that what you said? Pink sugar.
Sweet Pea.
Sweet perfume. Same thing.
Oh yeah. Okay, what's the other business you hate?
I'll keep it at two. I feel like the other
one.
Oh,
we need one more.
Say the other
three.
One.
It's like
name names.
Blackstone, the company that owns whales that keep dying.
I did a lot of interviews at Blackstone last week, but that's a different thing.
That's a finance company.
I thought she also meant the grill that's like flat and you can make like pancakes and hibachi on it. They're called Blackstones.
Oh, I got nothing against those.
I was gonna say me too. I'm like,
open your mouth, egg.
Talk about Waffle House. Like, bringing Waffle House to you.
Yeah,
that's good.
Where I was like, I don't know, Caroline. Not really fucking. I like that company.
No, I know. I was about to get fucking nasty with you. Okay, so Blackstone is killing the whales. That's a little bit more of a serious one than Yankee Candle.
Yeah,
but
I know. That's why
she was like, should I do the third?
Yeah. I know. That's why I didn't want to do it.
She's like, it's Jeffrey Epstein's Island.
I guess I hate that too.
That's all I got.
Well, thank you for welcoming us into your corner. You're welcome. Hate those businesses, and we love the whales. So
love the whales.
And we are sponsored by SeaWorld, so thank you guys for joining us. Okay, finally, let's finish off with our topics. Thank you guys so much for being here. Wednesday or weddings. Why does I wedding? We have weddings and condoms. People aren't wearing.
Her handwriting is fucking disgusting.
And I'm high. Oh, shit. I'm being James Corden again. Sorry. Okay. Shit. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. Hit us with the top.
Stuart's so annoyed at me.
I'm not annoyed at all. I'm just like, what do I even say? I don't even know where to jump in.
You can tell Stuart's like, all right, wants to keep things moving. Yeah. But no, being like, what were you saying?
For our audience.
Yes, our audience. So, condoms. I do if the guy wants to. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Or I'll do like a soft, we should.
Be safe, because you don't want to have to get chlamydia and then you have to go to the doctor.
Well, it's just another thing you have to do, and I don't really have time to be stopping at the fucking urgent care for chlamydia medicine. Yeah.
And you don't want to have to call the... This is my biggest fear about getting an STD, is like, I don't want to have to go call the people I've had sex with. I'm trying to get away from them. Mm.
I agree.
Then you gotta make your rounds.
And to have that conversation and be like, so sorry about that. No, it's not cool.
I don't want to get back in touch with you. We're done.
I always use condoms because I didn't want nobody's...
That should be what you... sorry for interrupting, but no, that should be what you tell people when they don't want to wear a condom. I don't want to talk to you ever again after tonight.
So put a fucking condom on.
And I know you don't want to talk either.
Exactly.
Sorry, Ashlyn, keep going.
I'm pro-condom.
Guys would be like, yeah, you're fucking right.
He's like, yeah, oh, you don't want to talk to me? You're good. You're one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Then he'll fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Yeah, they'll be like, oh my God.
But guys wear condoms with girls they're in love with. At least at first.
Is that true?
If they're in love
with
them, they
would. No one's ever been in love with me.
They're like, it just feels better, raw. Yeah.
I feel connected to you.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I was like, I always used condoms because I was always afraid of getting pregnant. And then always, like, I don't want nobody's dusty ass son coming in me.
Absolutely
ew,
not.
I know.
That's how I felt. I felt like if I didn't have a wedding ring, you couldn't come in me.
Ew.
That's how I felt.
Ooh, that's good.
Now I'm thinking about, like, I go through these phases of, like, I need to be fucked in the ass right now. Like, metaphorically. I mean my vagina. My metaphorical ass. Like, rammed. And then, like, the next week I'm, like, disgusted with the idea of sex. So I don't really know what to do about that.
Oh, yeah.
Right now I'm in my disgust phase. So when you were talking about dusty ass sons, I said, yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm disturbed that I ever, like, let a man in my home and, like, looked at his chest hair and thought, yep, this is what I want to be with.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, use condoms. Stay safe, ladies.
I also feel like people aren't using condoms because, like, we don't have an STD that, like, kills. You know what I mean? Because, the reason why, like, I was going to say the reason why I was born, but, like, the reason why a lot of us was born was because our parents were not using condoms.
Right.
And then the AIDS epidemic hit, and then people started using condoms. And
then Rent came out.
And that's when people really started using condoms. That's when married people started.
I don't want to have a musical theater kid.
I don't want to have a poor child in New York City. Can't pay rent.
And now we have Tick, Tick, Boom. So you tell me.
And now I feel like, because there's no STD, like, because, you know, now you can take, like, HIV, like, PrEP and all that stuff. So I feel like that's why people aren't using, like, a lot of condoms.
That's true.
Yeah. To me,
it's... And I feel like it's sort of like end of the world party, like it's the
20s. We survived COVID. Rip it raw.
Yeah.
Rip it raw.
It is way better than they pump you off.
Wow. And birth control is really good. A lot of, you know, almost all girls I know at least are on birth control these days. But you have to remember the STDs. You don't want
to
get
You
them.
Don't. You just don't want to talk to them. When's the first time you guys had sex without a condom, and what did it feel like?
Not answering that.
To me, it didn't feel that different. Man. I mean, it does feel better, but I feel like it's way better for them to get like a fucking unprotected dick inside a vag. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna come. What do you think?
I make boys use condoms when they finger
also
me.
Isn't it scary?
Finger condoms.
Isn't it scary when they're in you and you're like, don't, you're like, they, what if they try to, what if they come in you without your permission? They can't do that with a condom on.
Triggering.
Okay, am I asking too much? Now yes. I'm turning into late night sex with on HBO.
You're literally Dr. Phil and you're like, you're an addict.
Wait, you guys think I'm shaming right now?
No.
No. Oh, shit. Okay. Okay, last topic. What's on everyone's wedding agenda for the year? Do we have a lot to go to? Oh,
two weddings upcoming. One in Austin, Texas. Same weekend as Maddie. Right. We'll be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. So see Maddie and then come drink with me at my wedding after party.
We're going to be partying. Yeah.
That one's going to be fun. I'm in that wedding. I have a bridesmaid dress. It's a little chuggy. It's fine. that'll be fun. That's my friend is marrying her sweetheart. I love the couple.
Okay.
It's on a riverboat in Austin. I'm excited for that.
A riverboat.
Then in May, wow. I'm going to a wedding in New Orleans. Now that's going to be a fun. I'm going to New Orleans twice in 1 year, you guys. My life is amazing.
That's either amazing or rock bottom.
Yeah, right? Yeah. My liver is rock bottom.
Yeah.
But the New Orleans wedding is going to be insane. My friend has like had it planned for years. She's like super Catholic. It's going to be in a gorgeous church. We're going to do a little parade down the street. Like,
that's fun.
I'm James Corden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun one. And then I have the next, I guess in October, I have a wedding in Arkansas.
Oh my God.
All my friends are getting married. I'm like the single hoe out here living.
I have no friends.
Yeah. I have two weddings.
I have too many friends.
Kate is in both of them. And so I have to go.
Oh, you got to sit there. Yeah, your tux,
exactly. Yeah, my tux.
Let's go. The babysitter's
like, oh yeah, no. We've gotta go find parking in New York.
Her friends from college.
It's her cousin. One is her cousin's getting married. She's in the party, the wedding party, and then her best friend from like growing up. They did a lot of musical theater together.
Yeah,
And she's in her party, and they're getting married. Like they're getting married like 3 weeks apart. So we'll be back to back wedding.
Yeah. That's been there. That's horrible.
My pockets are gonna be like, yeah,
I know. It's expensive as fuck.
It's expensive.
It says like almost $500.
Yeah,
yeah.
If not, if that, that's a cheap one.
Because I gotta buy the dress.
I have to buy all the condoms.
Yeah. You gotta buy all the cigarettes.
I gotta get older people. I gotta get Molly for the reception.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this has been our podcast.
Oh, Ashley is ready to go. All right. Yeah, I feel like we're all wrapped up here. Thank you guys for listening. Sorry that I'm a little high. I feel like it was still a good episode, though. Thank you, guys. Where can we find everyone?
You can find me subscribing to the New York Times.
Oh, you're such a good person.
You find me at Sword and Chill.
Really hard.
Oh, you can find me pouring barbecue sauce on all the purses.
Yes. Oh. Does Kate listen?
Yes.
Oh, Kate.
She's gonna go.
An Easter egg.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know something you don't know.
She's gonna have her headphones in, and she's gonna go. All of a sudden, the door is gonna open. She's gonna go, wait a minute, and I'm gonna know exactly what it's about.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be angry.
She's gonna go, wait a minute.
Love you, Kate.
I think I left
Willow. Okay, next.
Love you, Kate.
I know that song.
You fucking left me hanging. That was the rudest shit you ever did to me. How dare you?
A Mexican Caesar. You said, oh, they got a Mexican Caesar. And then you pointed at me. That was bad.
I was pointing at something behind you.
And you didn't even call me the Santa Fe South, the best salad they have.
Well, I'm the Buffalo Chicken. And Ashlyn, where can we find you? Did you already say?
Ashlyn Salzano.
Okay.
She already said pouring barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
You find me a Kazzy on Instagram.
27.
And you can find me oot and a boot. So see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.